Hey, I hope you're having a great day today. Welcome to Daily Dose. Hope you join us today as we dive into Scripture and we take a look at what God's Word has to say for us today. Hey, how are you doing today? It is April 8th, and welcome to Daily Dose. I hope you enjoyed yesterday just getting to pray Scripture. Today, we're going to learn how to, as one of my seminary professors would always say, ruminate on Scripture. That might be a new word for you, to ruminate. And essentially, what that means, to put it in a terminology that we can best understand, it says chew on it for a little bit. There's a good old Southern slang, and it says chew on the cud. If you are familiar with farm animals at all, a cud is something that a cow will chew on for hours. He'll chew on a particular cud for hours on end. Growing up around a cattle farm, I saw this, and it would always amaze me how long it would take to just chew and chew and chew and chew. They would swallow it. They would bring it back up into their mouths, from their stomachs. It was disgusting. But sometimes when we read Scripture, we need to learn to just chew on it, to just ruminate on it, as he would say. Always take time to ruminate on Scripture. And what it means to us is to just sometimes just let it settle. I can remember times in my own personal study where I'll be stuck on a single verse for a week or two because I just can't seem to find my way past it, because every word, as I begin to chew on it, reveals something new. Every phrase reveals something new. So we're going to practice that today. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Psalm 139. Psalm 139, and we are going to begin reading in verse 1. And what I want you to do is I want you to just chew on some Scripture. Chew on it today and let it just work in you, and let it just bring to fulfillment your understanding of it. Read with me in verse 1 of Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. So we're only going to read 6 verses, but what I want you to do is just really chew on those 6 verses. What does this even mean? Let's look. In the beginning, a psalmist cries, O Lord, we know exactly who we're talking to. We're talking about Yahweh. We're talking about Jehovah, the God of the Israelites. It says, you have searched me and known me. God knew us. The Bible tells us that when we were formed He formed us in the womb, and he knew us. He knew the hairs on our heads. He knew some people, the lack of hair on their heads. He knew every intricate detail about you. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. To some people, this is uncomfortable because God knows everything about you. God knows an in and an out. God knows every intimate detail about you. He says, you discern my thoughts from afar. God doesn't have to be standing in front of you to know exactly what you're thinking. This is terrifying to some people, but God knows us. He says he searches us in and out. You are acquainted with all of my ways. God knows everything about you. Do that for the rest of this passage. Go through phrase by phrase, word by word, and just chew on it. Just chew on that cud. Maybe if you get a little bit tired of it. Maybe you swallow it, you move on, and maybe you might find yourself going back and seeing it again. Ruminate on Scripture today. Let God's Word just move and move and move around you. Meditate on it. Chew on it. Let God's Word just become a fulfillment in your life today. Hope you have a fantastic day, and I will see you tomorrow.